Hello, John?
Yep. Hi, Shane.
Hi. Yeah, I'm ready. Sorry.
Okay, no. Yeah, I got your message. I was downstairs for a second and then I came back up. So let me just verify. Okay, yeah, I already created the account and everything this morning, and then client interview is for Monday. Okay. And that's gonna be between 4 and 5. Okay, is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
This is Visa card.
Okay, and is it under your name, the business name, or your husband's name?
My this is yeah business card. My husband name. Do you want MasterCard LLC card? So you want my husband name also? This is on the card also.
As long as you're authorized to conduct the transaction, like if he gave you permission to use the card, then that's okay because we're going to do a voice verification right after this. So does it say Best Glass LLC on it?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And is the billing address for this card the 8 Hour Court?
No.
No? What's the billing address
No.
for this card?
97
Mm-hmm.
North Court,
97.
KNOXCOURT, North Court,
Okay.
Pennington.
Pennington. Okay.
The code is 08534, New Jersey.
Five. Okay, I got it. Let me go ahead and update. All right, and then I'm ready when you are if you want to read it 4 digits at a time from left to right.
Okay, 4246
4246
3152
3152
8983
8983
6890.
6890. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0624.
06 of 24.
Yes.
Okay, and then there's a small 3-digit code on the back.
118.
118. Okay, and then just as an added form of protection, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification to outline the agreement. As I'm
Okay.
walking you through it, Shane, if there's anything that I say that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? I can rephrase it. I'll make sure we're at a firm understanding before I run any payment.
Okay, and I just want to know for this conversation, it takes how long for that? Because I'm also rushing for another appointment.
Well, the client interview is where we get access to your Google business profile. You're already PIN verified. So Google tells us to quote you about 7 to 10 days before you'll actually be able to see placement once we gain access to your profile. So we're going to have to interview you for the specific services on Monday, that you want to be found for, the service area, customize the campaign, and then the programming will start then. So I would imagine, by the time you guys come back from the Christmas weekend, you'd be able to start seeing yourself up there and generating some new calls. And by the time the new year rolls around, it should be full-fledged. So month two is definitely going to be more profitable for you guys than month one because of the holiday and the new year. But you should still be able to see some return on investment and some phone calls, before then.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. So just want to make sure I'm transparent with that. All right. So I'm going to walk you through the voice verification. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. So you're on a recorded line. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you, the business owner." It says, "To ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?"
Best Glass LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Shen Li.
Thank you. And what's your position within the company?
General Manager.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Shane, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Sorry, can you repeat? I'm not quite understand.
Yeah, so we know like the other services that you're using online for the business. We're not saying that you can't do those. We're just saying if after today, if you're considering adding another online service, let us know so we can make sure that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or like duplicating them or making two of them.
Oh, okay. I'm also, I'm also in the process of doing the Angie lead.
Yeah, yeah, we're aware of that. I'm pretty sure, you know, if you compare this with that, you'll probably like being on Google a lot better. I've worked with a lot of people who say they'd rather have themselves listed for the, you know, on the first page and have people call them directly rather than paying per lead. But that's up to you guys. You can still use that if you want. That's not conflicting. We just don't want somebody going and touching the Google business profile or messing something up. Google only allows you to have one host in the Google business profile at a time. So if somebody else logs into it, it'll suspend your listing how it is now, and then we have to go unsuspend it again. Make sense?
Okay. Okay, okay. Gotcha.
Yep. And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do ask that you try it for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is a month-to-month service, and you're not binded to any kind of contract. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is December 8th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199 for our pro package, and I have waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. It says, when the term is completed, the agreement is going to automatically renew every month on the 8th day, but it'll remain in the discounted price of $199 for as long as you are with us. It says here, you can discontinue or cancel at any time. You're not binded to a contract. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties if you do decide to discontinue. However, we do ask that you contact us before the next billing is due if you are going to discontinue our services. And then it asks, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So upon your initial payment authorization, you should receive a welcome text message. You may already have that there. It'll say, Shane, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yes.
Okay. There's an outline of the agreement in writing in that text. It'll say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. At the bottom, you're going to have to authorize that you are a user on this card, just to double check for our sake. And then also, you have to sign your first and last name, okay, as it appears there. You don't have to do that right now, but they're definitely going to want to make sure that that's done before the client interview on Monday, okay?
Gotcha.
All right. Perfect. And then that's going to conclude the initial setup process. One thing I wanted to verify before I let you get to your the rest of your day and slash weekend, there is a security question affiliated with your account. That way people can't call in pretending to be you, or if we contact you and you want to make sure you're talking to the right people, you're going to want to verify the security question. So you can use your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What works best for you?
Oh, okay. City.
The city you were born in? What city were you born in, Shane?
MSIA.
What is it? I'm sorry?
Can you just put MSIA?
MSIA. Okay.
Yeah.
MSIA. What is that short for?
Oh, this is for Malaysia.
Malaysia, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Update. I was like, why isn't it ringing a bell? Okay. All right. So I'll put MSIA on there. So that way it's very specific. Okay. And then that concludes the initial setup process. So basically you're good to go. Right now, the only things I want you to focus on is that client interview. I sent you a calendar invitation. It doesn't look like it was accepted yet, but I sent it to the samglass9955@gmail.com. Okay. I'm going to text you 1 hour before the appointment as a reminder. But if anything pops up or changes, you have my number too, so feel free to call in. I did get a voicemail from you at 4:24, so about 20 minutes ago. It said you called me. But did you have a problem like entering the extension, or was it easy?
No, it's easy. No problem.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Yeah. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, just feel free to call in there. There's also a 24/7 customer service if you hit extension 1. So if you run into that situation where maybe I'm on the phone and it doesn't connect you to me right away, you could also hit extension 1 and there's a 24/7 customer service available to you at any time of the day for your account.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, Shane. Well, you have a great day and hopefully a great weekend, and then I'll circle back with you on Monday to get started on your client interview.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. You have a great day.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.